For the next couple of weeks, we'll be outside of our country for a look at life down under. We're headed to the Australian Outback, a place some compare to the Western U.S., yet a place you'll find to be much more remote than any spot in America. The story of taming the vast interior of the continent is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships. The Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The Northern Territory of Australia comprises one-sixth of the nation's land area. Tony Immel says it's hard to imagine how vast and sparsely populated it is.
It is, in fact, almost twice the size of Texas. The Northern Territory only has, at last check, about 230,000 people in a very, very remote area. Strangely, 170,000 of those 230,000 people live in two towns, Alice Springs and, to the north of us, Darwin.
Immel shares the story from the city of Alice Springs and the heart of the outback.
Prior to the 50, 60,000 years of indigenous occupation, there were Aboriginal people freely roaming this country nomadically. And that changed very rapidly in 1788 when the first fleet, Captain Cook and Co., arrived.
Their arrival point is today's city of Sydney. Initially, the population of Australia stayed close to the southeastern coast. A high percentage of the country's citizens still live in that region today.
After a generation or so, these people got curious. They were looking for agricultural lands, they were looking to places to graze cattle, etc. And there was a frontier, another movement of people that came into the central part of this nation, and very, very quickly they turned around and basically packed up and went home.
The conditions in the center of Australia were simply too harsh for settlement. Yet exploring those vast reaches would be important to the future country's growth, for it would prove to be a vital link in communicating with the rest of the world. More from the Outback next time as we travel the countryside in Alice Springs, Australia. I'm Andrew McRae.